2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. For though we live in the world, we don't wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Amen. Dear congregation, last week we have a servants of God education. Last time I explained about the work of the Holy Spirit deeply, and God worked fervently with the work of the Holy Spirit with the people who attended. And those who couldn't attend through the this coming summer retreats, you're going to hear about the summaries about the education, and you can experience the work of the Holy Spirit. But you must not satisfy with what you have learned and what you have experienced. Well, some people have attended this worship service and this church for 10 years or 20 years, and you have heard a lot of messages about the spiritual things, and you have experienced lots of the a power of God. No matter how much you might heard about the spiritual messages, and you have experienced the spiritual things, and you have seen a spiritual realm, it's not at all. Based upon what you have learned and what you have seen and experienced, you yourself must enter into the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, the spiritual being, you know. Servants of God and workers of God, through the servants of God education this time, you must resolute yourself to enter into the spiritual dimension. Not any longer you stay in the fleshful world, but you must enter into a spiritual dimension, and you must perform the miraculous signs and wonders and powers of God. Then you must see and hear and think and act and behavior spiritually. Through the message this morning, I want you to remove all the sinful mind and to see and hear and think by the work of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you all. Dear congregation and the members of the all the people who are attending this worship service through a satellite system, and members of Branch Church and Branch Sanctuary, members of Night and Soul Mission, members of Food and Restaurant Mission, and those who are attending to this worship service around the world via internet, and those who are listening to the summer tips, and the members of the Sunday school. This is the second time for speaking about the sinful mind. In order to experience God's power and be blessed to accomplish His will, we must have the spiritual faith. The spiritual faith is something to believe that what cannot is something to make something possible which cannot be done by the human being, but by the God's power. But it brings something in reality, which is not in the reality. By this faith, some people, made the sun and moon stop, and when they prayed by this faith, it rained again in 3.5 years, etc., etc. So in order to have the spiritual faith, you must remove the sinful mind. Sinful mind is the biggest hindrance to have the spiritual faith, and it stops the work of the God. So just as written in the Romans chapter 8 verse 7, sinful mind is hostile to God. Therefore, in order to have the spiritual faith, most of all, we should remove the sinful mind. Then, we must understand what it is at first. The sinful mind, in order to understand it, first of all, we must understand what the sinful nature is and what the soul is. So, last time I explained about what the thought is. The thought is to restore the knowledge we have input in our memories in the brain, that since we were born by the function of the souls. But there are two kinds of souls. One is the spiritual soul, and one is the sinful soul. The sinful mind or the soul, the mind belong to the flesh, etc. The sinful nature is the combination of the flesh and the sinful nature. The sinful character is that, you know, the sinful nature in the Bible means the combination of the flesh and the sinful character. It's like a hatred and a proud and judge and envy, etc. remain in the human body since the birth. And when a man grows up, it's going to be input in the man. When we have this kind of things, then we can have the sinful mind, the sinful soul, which is the against God. And the spiritual soul is to restore the knowledge in the will of God, the truth. So the spiritual soul is the soul of the truth, and the sinful mind or sinful soul is the soul of the untruth. Dear congregation, when a man lives, among their knowledges they have built, there are two kinds, the knowledge of truth and knowledge of untruth. Knowledge of truth, when we restore the soul, restore some things based upon the soul of truth, then we can... the soul of truth can come out, the spiritual souls can come out. You know the opposite. When man tries to have a soul of truth, but man cannot appreciate what the soul of truth is and what the soul of untruth is. So people are confused. Of course, you know, in the world, many people think something as truth, but in the sight of God, it's not the truth at all. For example, in some books, to revenge is it's quite natural for the man. Otherwise, then it's going to be a coward or incapable of something. Through this kind of books, those who have a good impression through this kind of books, then he input the knowledge and view of value that to revenge is good things or something. The men's ministry members in the 60s and 70s and 80s, we could read a lot of martial art novels. When we read this kind of novels, then the heroes, great heroes, and most of them revenge for their parents or their friends, etc. The stories are mostly based on true revenge. And while we are reading the novel, this kind of novels, then we can input the view of value that true revenge is something righteous and something good. Because the people who revenge is going to be a hero in that kind of novel. But in the sight of God, it's not the truth at all. To love your enemy, and 77 times to forgive, that is the truth. When the man who has this kind of truth, no matter how the other party try to hinder him, he try his best to love him and forgive him and tolerate him. Then the spiritual thought is the life and the peace. For example, if you try to revenge, then until you have revenged, then you are not so peaceful. But when you actually revenge it, then are you peaceful after that? No. But the spiritual thought is the life and the peace. Well, in all saying, we understand that if we are beaten, then we can take a sleep peacefully. But if we hit somebody by ourselves, then we cannot sleep peacefully. Well, the spiritual soul is the life and peace. So the different people are filled with the Holy Spirit, and the peace can come out from the deep of the heart. And he is the one and with whom God is pleased, and he can work in the way of the peace and light. But those who have the simple mind, if God says that to love your enemy, then he immediately complains and disobeys, saying that, oh, the other party has this and this evil thing, so it's quite natural for me to hate him because he has done this and this evil things or something. So he has this kind of a, like this, it is the soul of untruth and soul of sinful, soul of sinful nature to restore the truth, which is not truth. Well, people think that their idea is right, righteous, and what they have experienced is right. That's what the people tend to say. The knowledge of, to restore the knowledge of untruth, and it is the sinful mind and the thought of the sinful nature. So it is the hostile to God because it hinders the will of God all the time. That's why the Bible says it is hostile to God. If he continually follow the sinful mind, then he fall into the way of destruction finally. First Samuel chapter 15, the king Saul is the typical one who will follow the sinful nature and to become the enemy of the God. God said to Saul, said, now go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belongs to them. Don't spare them, put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. This is the that's because Amalekai stood against God greatly, and it is the curse and the reward of them. So it should be done just as God said. But Saul fought against them and won them. And he thought that it's so. He wanted to save something. He wanted to take the king alive and the cattle, which are good, so that it might be offered up to God as sacrifice. In his sight, it's good. And in his sight, Saul's sight, when he took the king Agag alive, then he's going to be more great. He would seem to be a more great than the people, to the people. So he took the Agag alive. So Saul obeyed, except what is not agreeable to his thought. Then did God? What did God say? Oh, you are so wise. You just obeyed what you have. Understood. You have done well. No. God said, as Saul disobeyed God, and it said that he rejected God's word. So God rejected Paul. Saul, when David committed the sin, and God said, you have rejected my word. You have rejected myself. When Saul rejected God's command and disobeyed, that's because he had his own sinful mind, which came out of his pride and his greediness. God didn't say to destroy Amalekites because not because he lack of the wisdom or something. But people felt that, oh, it's good, it's better to take the king alive and share the plunder with the people or something. But that's not the obedience.
Let's
or church members, the workers, when I met them, they answer to me different ways. When I, for example, 19 people out of 20 answered in different ways. This morning, somebody came to the my residence. I have a mountain and I'd like to sell it, so please pray for me to sell it prosperously. So I asked him, where is it located? He said, it's in the countryside. Yeah, that's quite natural. The mountain is in the countryside. So I asked him again, where is it located? He said, it's in the countryside. Why is it that I asked him? When I prayed, if I understand clearly where it is, for example, Yeosu or Suncheon, then I can pray in detail. Then the response will be different. It's all the same with the diseases. Many people even now say, oh, senior pastor, I'm sick, so just pray for me. They just don't tell me exactly where they are sick. Where are you sick? Then the people say, oh, I'm sick in my lower part, or it's very difficult for me to say where I'm sick or something. And some never said. Even I asked him many times, which part are you sick? Then he said, oh, I'm just seriously sick or something. Whether they are sick in their bag or waist or where. In the Bible, Jesus said, Bible, according to the Bible, we must answer in detail. Jesus said, the blind came to Jesus and Jesus asked him, well, when the blind cried out that, the son of David, then Jesus already knew that he wanted to see, but Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do? And he said, I want to see. So you must confess exactly where you are sick, Sandra, when you ask for me prayer or something. And the confession of faith should be done by the person himself. The man who is sick, not the people around him. No, just himself must confess his faith. Not the family members or not the friends, but he himself who is sick must confess his faith. I've been teaching you for the last 20 years, it should be done in this way. So, God was not the unwise. Then the soul was sad. Well, God, according to the spiritual law, the Amalekites must be destroyed. That's why God commanded in that way. But the soul, according to his own thought, he chose what seemed to be better according to his own soul. So it means that he is more wise than God or something. So soul was closed his eyes by the greediness and the proud. And he thought that he obeyed God. So when Samuel the prophet came to him and pointed out, but he didn't try to repent. And soul afterwards, according to his own sinful mind, and continually disobeyed God, and finally he became enemy against God, and he died tragically. Dear congregation, those who have attended this church, understand clearly, and must have heard so many times that they must remove the sinful mind. But many people even now have the sinful mind and use it, and even they don't know that they are thinking in the sinful way. They don't recognize what they are doing. For example, when I said something, and the other party transmitted to the other people, based upon his own sinful nature and sinful mind, they conveyed it in different ways. And when I prophesied something on the altar, many people used their sinful mind. And I want you to check yourself and around you. For example, I prophesied about what's happening in the future. Sometimes I didn't mention, sometimes I mentioned in detail about the date and the numbers, etc. But sometimes I just prophesized vaguely about the date and numbers. If I prophesized vaguely, then the people who have received it interpret it in their own way. Oh, this means this, and so on, that and that. They just interpret by themselves, according to their own idea. And they argue even themselves, according to their own idea. And even they conveyed what I said in a wrong way. In last 80s, when we have had a presidential election in this country, I just prophesied and don't ask them not to judge, and I ask them to keep quiet, and I would explain what it is right after the election, etc. I just ask them not to say anything about it, just to keep quiet and God said that time. God said in this way, oh, I'm pleased with so-and-so. But he never said that he's going to be elected as a president or something. If he does in this way, then he's going to be elected. But God knew that he wouldn't do that in that way. And finally, as God said that he did in that way, and he became the president next time. And God said, who's going to be elected, and what kind of a percentage is God, etc. So I just said that God was pleased with somebody. So people said that, oh, he's going to be elected as the president or something. Well, in 1980, when President Roh Tae-woo proclaimed the 629s, June 29th declaration for democracy in this country. God told me just 1 week before what it happened. So I exactly explained it in the Church of Latin 1 week ago. And it was achieved exactly what God said. In this case, this God mentioned so wonderfully in detail, but in sometimes God mentioned vaguely. Well, through these kind of things, people may judge by themselves according to their own sinful nature, sinful mind. In 1982, God mentioned, prophesied about this country. God mentioned about what happened in the beginning and at the end, that process. Well, for example, when I prophesied about future things and saying, oh, when the Lord will come, the day of the Lord's second coming will come, then the relationship between North and South Korea will be closed, said. I just mentioned in the future, not exact time and date, but the people who used the sinful mind, and they used their own idea and guess what when exactly it is. Like the people in the world guess about the presidential election and the portfolio or the investment for the stocks, etc. They are using the data, etc. Well, you know, to accomplish the whole world, it takes so and so years. So, it will be next year or something. So when the time comes, and when there's something happen between North and South Korea, then he conclude by himself, oh, this is the right time or something. And even he proclaims by himself, oh, senior pastor said that the Lord will come in this and this state or something, you know. This is an example. But I want you to look back upon yourself and understand. Those who try to remove the sinful mind, even they use the sinful mind from time to time and even don't understand and recognize himself whether he is using sinful mind or something. World Cup games, God said in detail about what would happen. Even I told you except what God said, because I was touched. So on the altar, I said, every week, I gave you hint. And right after the when the game has begun, I said that Brazil will win the game. And every week, think about it. I so precisely gave you hint. If you have not used your sinful mind, so I asked you not to judge or condemn. And I told you that I would explain on the 30th of June. And I said that why I should explain it on the 30th of June, you would know by yourself when the time would come. Because we have had a game just right before the 30th of June. Unless the game was not over in 29th of June, then I couldn't explain on 30th of June. Because I knew already that the game for Korean team would over on 29th, that's why I told you that I would explain all the details on the 30th of June. And you know, to convince you, I already mentioned and prophesied that Brazil would win the game. And every week when you look back upon the days, then I mentioned that I told you that to support the Korean team to win or something. Then it is the answer, you know. If you don't judge, condemn. If you have, I ask you to consider what the words I have given you. If you have considered the words I have given you, I told you to support the Korean team. Then it's going to be. It's going to win. If God told me that the Korean team would be defeated, then I couldn't tell you that tell you to support the Korean team. And sometimes I told you that I told you to enjoy the games happily when the Korean team has the semi-final or something, no? If a Korean team would lose the game, then I couldn't tell you to enjoy the game happily, you know? But some people use their own sinful mind, saying, oh, Korean team wouldn't enter into the 16 best teams in the world or something. And man asked Elder Cho Jung-soo when he had a semi-final, what kind of results did Korean would the Korean team get? And he won the bet after hearing the answer from Elder Choi, who is close aide to Dr. Lee. So I told you I would explain on 30th of June. So you understand that Korean team would lose the game on the 29th, because I said that I would explain all the details on the 30th of June. So I told you that on 30th of June I would explain, so you can guess. You could guess the results. But if you use your simple mind, then it's going to be very strange. In this kind of situation, don't try to use the your own soul or something. Just consider and meditate on the words I have given you. So even many people, you know, don't recognize themselves whether they are using the simple mind. Dear congregation, those who don't use the simple mind, don't try to judge you by themselves. Well, it doesn't mean that they must not think anything or something, you know, because they don't use their simple mind or something. Well, when I prophesy something in the future, well, you may question, or you may ask when it is, but you must not conclude by yourself according to your own knowledge or something. Instead, you must consider and meditate on the date when it is, just praying, okay? And by the help of the Holy Spirit, if they just prayed and they could understand, and when they see the results, when the time asks them, then they can compare their own impression and with the results. Then you can appreciate how much you are using the simple mind by yourself. Through these kind of things, you can appreciate the will of God, and it's going to be a spiritual training. I myself, from time to time, test myself how much I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful and thankful. For example, in World Cup games this time, I never pray to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I just told you on the altar that Brazil won the game. And as I said, I just told you that I was impressed. I just compared with what I have been impressed, and what the actual result was. So I didn't pray. So I have seen that what I been impressed in my heart was 100% same with what God said and what the actual reality was. When I played in 1992, I went to the Japan, and I took some rest. And I told them to be patriotic, because we are visiting the foreign country, so we should be good for the Korea. So in Japan, there are a lot of machines. So I gave them some the pocket money to the those who helped me around me. So we have a couple of hundreds machines in that place. So I felt, oh, I can get something from that kind of a machine. Then I just sat in front of that machine. I got impression. And then I got impression, oh, I should move to the machine or something.
So I just got from the machine. But other people have lost. And three people have lost. And I have gained. So it's... So, because I continually gained from the machine so much. So, next day I did it again. So, as the Holy Spirit touched it, I just did it and I got a lot of gains from the machine. There are a couple of hundreds of machines. I just impressed. I was impressed. So we have had the same amount when we started, but they have lost it all in a short time, and I've gained a lot. So I understand it, how much I was impressed by the Holy Spirit through that kind of experience. So when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit clearly, then... when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you can be moved by Him. Without hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, you cannot be led by Him. When you are led by Him, you can obey. And those who are led by the Holy Spirit must hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And are led by the Spirit, and they just obey. Oh, God, Father, help me to be led by the Holy Spirit, but unless he hears the voice of the Holy Spirit, he cannot be led. It's very simple. It's very, very simple. If God says, don't do something, then just don't do it. And when God says to remove something, then it's simple for you to remove. Don't hate, don't envy, don't be jealous, etc. Don't tell a lie. Don't sleep. Then it's simple. And when God tell you to do something, then just do it. To proclaim the gospel. To keep something. To keep the Sabbath day, etc. If you do it all, then when you do it completely, then you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit 100%. As much as you have removed the sinful mind, the untruth in yourself, the sinful mind is gone away. If you removed it 100%, then the sinful mind is gone away 100%. Then if you try to think, but you cannot think it in that way. If you try to, even though you try to think it, you, based upon the sinful mind, you cannot do it, you know, because you have not a sinful mind in yourself. Though you have removed all the sinful mind, even he tried to think in that way based upon the sinful mind, he cannot do that. He thinks in the way which he pleases God. Based upon the simple, the spiritual soul, based upon the mind belong to the spirit. So it's so easy to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, but you this because you don't obey, you cannot hear. Dear congregation, well, through these kind of things, and when you experience these kind of things, you can from time to time understand the will of God with the help of the Holy Spirit. And when you see the results, then you can compare how much you were right, and you can appreciate yourself how much whether you can use the sinful mind or not. So first of all, you can appreciate yourself how much you are impressed by the Holy Spirit. You are led by the Holy Spirit. Through this kind of experiencing, you can appreciate the will of God, and it's going to be a spiritual path, spiritual training. Dear congregation, in my case, from the beginning of the Christian life, I could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit clearly. And at first, I used the sinful mind sometime. For example, one day I was touched to help the a minister 3,000 Korean won to give her 3,000 Korean won. So God, when God trained me, when the Sunday worship service in the morning, when the pastor preached, then I felt something in my heart to do something, no? So I was, I felt like giving 3,000 won, Korean won to a minister. But I thought one more time after the worship service, oh, it was a big amount for me at the time. So I was not able to give this kind of big money to her, and I didn't know why I should do that. 25 years ago, it happened. So we had a lot of debt at the time. So 3,000 won was a big amount for me at the time, and I didn't have it at my hand. So I don't know why I should give it to the minister. So I thought that, oh, it's my just a thought. So I just disregarded it. And next day I could hear these kind of things. Rumor. A senior deaconess came to see me and said, and I understood that it was the very clear voice of the Holy Spirit. Last night, the minister's wife gave birth, and she needed 3,000 Korean won, but she had a lot of difficulty to get that money. So the senior deaconess was the mother-in-law of the dead minister. And she said, the senior deacon said that her daughter needed 3,000 won to give birth, a child, last night. But the minister, the husband, got a hard time to get that money last night. So the senior deacon came to me and said what happened last night. Hearing these words, I thought that what I felt like giving the 3,000 won was the voice of the Holy Spirit. So I understood that I disregarded the voice of the Holy Spirit. If I have given money to him, then I would be blessed. I missed a good opportunity. If I understood that it was the voice of the Holy Spirit, then I would obey. But I couldn't confident. I was not confident that whether it was the voice of the Holy Spirit or my own soul, so I couldn't obey. So since that time, I was trained to appreciate the voice of the Holy Spirit and the sinful mind. So I could do it through the experience a couple of times. And after that experience, I understood that, oh, the voice of the Holy Spirit came to me in my heart in this way, and the sinful mind came to me in this way. So in order to appreciate the sinful mind and the voice of the Holy Spirit, there must be the process to be trained. As much as you remove the sinful mind and enter into a spiritual dimension, then you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. In order to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit completely, you must be trained from time to time. I myself, from the beginning of my Christian life, I had a lot of interesting things. Well, why is it that I could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit from the beginning? Even you are the beginners of the Holy Spirit, you can hear it. It's not true that you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit because you have been a Christian for a long time. Even the beginners of Christian life can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit easily. Then who can hear clearly? Well, don't do it and remove it and keep it, the words of God. Even though the people who have not accomplished 100%, who love God, who fear God, and who love the truth. And as long as it is the truth, then he can obey it. Because he disobeyed and commit sin because he doesn't know that it is the words of God. But he who obey immediately, as soon as he knows that the will of God, this is the will of God.
he who obeys immediately, who knows the will of God, then he can enter into the spiritual dimension immediately. He can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit from the beginning, can hear very clearly. Because the Holy Spirit, touches him and leads him into the truth. Yeah, he deserves to be loved because, he's a very lovely children of God who are in the first and second level of the faith. For they love God and they just keep the commandments because they don't appreciate the things by the truth. But as soon as they know the will of God, and they immediately obey. So they just obey and express it by practicing the words of God. So they can immediately enter into the spiritual dimension because they have this kind of deep heart. So they can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit so easily. So even the beginners of Christian life can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit easily because they have that kind of good heart. No matter how long you may attain it, have attended worship service and the church, if you have not removed your sinful mind and if you have not broken it, then you cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Well, I can appreciate what it was the voice of the Holy Spirit and my own thought. You must keep that in mind and pray continually and remove the sinful mind continually, You must do that. And when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, then you must obey just as you have heard. You must not use your own sinful mind. Abraham, he didn't use his own sinful mind. He just obeyed. Saul, God told him to destroy totally the Amalekites. But he used his own sword and he disobeyed God. He thought that his own idea was good. So he disobeyed God and he stood against God. So no matter how long he may live the Christian life, he cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. He just is full of the sinful mind and he became proud. He's going to become proud. He himself is right, so he's going to be proud. So we just obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. So as much as we break the and remove the sinful mind, then we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit clearly. And we can have a spiritual faith so that we may experience the work of God greatly. Then how can we have the remove the sinful mind which is hostile to God and to have the spiritual faith? I'm going to explain it next time, taking the examples in the Bible, those who use the sinful mind. Today, we have a lot of things to worry about. Yeah, it has been changed to now. Well, currently, we're going to have two days off in the week, so Christian community is worrying about it. Or people take a vacation on the weekend, so they don't come to church. So they change the Sabbath day from Sunday to Friday, etc. Some of the churches have done it already. How can we change the Sabbath day God has set by ourselves? And how can it be the Sabbath day? Dear congregation, for example, the January the 1st is your birthday. Then it is your birthday, the January 1st. But oh, it's so cold, so I better change it to, the April the 1st. So you can change it? Can you change it? It's nonsense. Well, in March, March the 1st is some memorable day in this country, or August 15th. What about July the 17th? It's the holiday. Can we change it to other day? August 15th, we wait. We have become independent on that day. It's so hard, so we better change it to the October or something. October the 1st or something. It's nonsense. We cannot change it. What about the Sabbath day? How much more will we be able to change it? It's so
regulable things. If somebody is going to the market, then can you follow him? No. If all the churches are following in that way, many churches must not follow in that way. We cannot change the will of God. It must not be done. Even most of them, all of them, except us, doing that way, we cannot follow them. We must not follow them. Oh, senior pastor, we are losing the members. Oh, they have a good reason to have a service day on a Friday. Father, oh, senior pastor, isn't it possible for God to tolerate us when we have a Sabbath day on Friday? Because lots of people around us have been that way. So we should do that in that way? No. No way. Don't try to tell me in that way. Oh, it's like, you know, somebody is going to hell, so we must follow them. No. God set the Sabbath day, and we cannot, the man cannot change it. It must be done by your faith. We cannot if we just, you know, don't keep the Sabbath day, even though God has given His only begotten Son, how can we, commit the sin of breaking the Sabbath day to take vacation? No way. Even in America, no. A church purchased the shopping center, and they built a church in that shopping center, and they got a worship service in that shopping center on Sunday, and they just allow the people to shop after the worship service. They got a department stores and a shopping center in the church, and urge the people not to take vacation but to shop in that store. It's funny. It's what is to stand against the God's will. The Bible clearly mentioned that we must not sell and buy something on Sabbath day. Oh, Father, I have kept the Sabbath day thoroughly, so please bless me. We must not do that. If you have a faith, we must keep it. By faith, we're going to be saved. When we compromise with the world, we cannot be saved. We cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom with compromising with the world. The members of Manmin Church must not change it, must not be tempted, must not be misled, must not compromise with the world. You must not do in that way. So, next time I explain about the cases of using the sinful mind and how can we remove the sinful mind in detail. Let me conclude the message. Dear congregation, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words." Well, we not by the human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit. Amen. And expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words. You are living in the very spiritual world and spiritual dimension. As much as you enter into a spiritual dimension, you can appreciate the spiritual things. Those who are in the flesh, those who are in the sinful nature, they cannot appreciate the spiritual dimensions. And saying that it's mysticism or something. Then Jesus, our Lord and Christ, and the Apostle Paul, and the prophets mysticists. Well, we heal the blind and muteness and the deafness, and the people say that it's a mysticism. Then they would have not prayed in this way. Oh, God healed it, the blind. God that performed the miracle signs and wonders. They don't pray in this way because they say it's mysticism. They don't want it. They cannot get it even though they want it and they prayed. So the experiencing the spiritual truth in spiritual words. A lovely Father loves you so much and to lead you into heavenly kingdom, especially in the New Jerusalem. That's why He every day helps you to grow up in the mature faith and to have your spiritual sight opened and to see the spiritual realm. And when you remove the sinful mind, unless you prepare yourself to remove the sinful mind and the vessel, then it's impossible for you to take the opportunity God has given. Even God has given you the spiritual things, you cannot hear it, you cannot see it, you cannot understand it. So, those who understand it by the help of the Holy Spirit enter into a spiritual world immediately, those who stay in the flesh, just stay in that way. Well, in worst case, well, when the spiritual things, when they hear and see it, they are misled and they fall away based upon their own thought. Last week we had a Servants of God education. We mentioned spiritually deep things. Then I worry about that. The people who don't have faith might be fallen away and might be misled. So I want all of you to be matured in spirit and in faith, so your spiritual eyes have opened and in order to accomplish the whole world and accomplish the will of God. That's why I had that kind of experience, education. But I just worried about the people who might in that way. And God said many times, and don't worry about anything. The Holy Spirit told you, who's a spiritual, those who's, the Holy Spirit, who put out the fire of the Holy Spirit might be fall away, but those who didn't put out the fire of the Holy Spirit would never be fallen away. Because the Holy Spirit helps him to understand all things. It has been done up to now, so don't worry about anything. I don't think that there are people who have put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. But the Father said that there are people who are putting out the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they might be saved. Well, Matthew 11:6, blessed is the man who doesn't fall away on account of me. Jesus said in this way, those who are captive by the sinful mind, those who are not captive by the Holy, the sinful mind can understand the work of the Holy Spirit and don't fall away by the truth. So he can receive the spiritual blessing God has given. Dear congregation, I want you to remove all the sinful mind thoroughly and to receive the grace God's giving as yours. Amen. So that this year, all of you might be entering into a spiritual dimension deeply and to accomplish the Holy Spirit and to be used greatly in this last time as the spiritual warriors. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you all. Amen. Let's pray together considering the message. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your great love and wonderful grace. Father, we have the message this morning, and let us make it as our a faith and a life. And let us remove the all the sinful mind, and let us change it into the soul of the truth and the spiritual soul. Father, the sinful mind doesn't please God, and it doesn't make us obey God, and it's hostile to God. Oh, Father, let us remove all the sinful mind and let us have the spiritual thought. Father, bless us to do so in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen. Pastor Paul said that I die every day. So you must understand it. Even Apostle Paul said, though he performed such a wonderful miracles, said, I die every day. So I myself, it is the grace to find out I myself, I'm the person like it. This is the grace. So when you have received the grace, then you can remove it. When you remove yourself, then who's going to live in yourself? The truth will live, and the Spirit, the Jesus Christ, will live in yourself. And you can resemble the heart of Jesus Christ. So you must find out yourself. As you have learned through the spirit-soul-body education, the simple, the cravings of the simple man and the boast of what he has and what he does, that is what we have input in ourselves. That's why you have built yourself, the frame, through that kind of things. Yourself, who is you? The name you have is not you yourself at first. Lee Jong-soon, that's not you yourself. There are many Lee Jong-soons in the world. That's just a name. Well, the self is the spirit soul body in your body. So, how you yourself build yourself according to it. All the people are different. Because, you know, you have built yourself, all the different. So, even the twins have a different self. So, there is the self. When you remove that self, then Jesus will remain in yourself. The truth will remain in yourself. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I die every day. But people don't give away his own self, his own idea, his own righteousness, his own feeling, his own idea. So he cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I myself, I suddenly, right after accepting Jesus Christ, I just, you know, kneel down before the Lord. I'm so grateful to that. For 7 years, I was abandoned by the parents. I was abandoned by my wife and my family members and my brothers. I couldn't leave. I was hopeless. That's why I have had daughters, but they were useless. They were so miserable. I couldn't I couldn't hold up myself at that time. I didn't have value to leave. But God met me at the time. And I understood that there must be God and that there must be heaven and hell. And God healed me immediately. That's why I just solely, you know, kneel down before the Lord, God, the Father, and I just only love God only. So I only love God the Father. That's why I thoroughly obeyed the words of God. I have no self. I have no value in myself. That is what should perish, would perish and become, you know, the soil, the dust, the incapable, you know, who cannot, you know, support the family members. That is I myself. That was myself. So I just obey the word of God since I met him. Side, my pride, myself, if we throw away all the time, then when I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, it's late clearly, and it's going to be wonderful. Let me pray for the sick. Yesterday, well, I prayed for the deaconess Yang Bo Ok in Boston, United States, America. She's got the cancer in her breast, and she's got operation. It's been 7 years since she left for America. She's got breast cancer, and 4 years ago she's got operation, and now she's having the breast cancer in the other side now. Well, it's so regrettable to take an operation for breast cancer, you know, for women. Before I met God, I have seen the people, the woman who remove the breast. So she asked me to pray. I prayed last night. Huh? So about 4 or 5 in the morning yesterday. And she's got, she was waiting. And when I prayed, she's got the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. She was far away from Korea. And for 3 hours she repented because the fire of the Holy Spirit came down on her. And she felt that very light, and she was confident to be healed. And she went and see a doctor and reported to me. Well, if she have received the has received the fire of the Holy Spirit and repented thoroughly for 3 hours, then she was healed. So when I called, prayed one more time, Deaconess Yangbo Og just received the prayer by faith one more time, by faith, and be healed clearly, so that you may give glory to God when you, after finding out with the doctors in the hospital. So I want to ask you one more time. This kind of cancers and a severe diseases, when you are healed, and just to love God, you know, you must be the one who live according to the words of God. You have, you must have been died. You must have been dead, but the God healed you. So, from this time, you must pray. You must love God. You must love the souls. And you must live your Christian life well. Then you're going to be healthy. You're going to be perfect and complete. But when you don't do so, God's going to be so regretful. Because you don't pray, the temptation and the past will come again. And you cannot but falling away to the destruction. God cannot protect you. So you must pray and you must love God. One piece of spiritual revival meeting, we have seen people who were healed before and came again to receive the prayer again, because he or she left God after being healed and came again because of the disease or illness or sickness. So when you are healed and left God, then it's very difficult for you to be healed again. You must endeavor for more. For more than three times, then God's going to turn away from you. Last week, a man became a paralyzed man. And God told me in detail about him. God has endured for a long time. God has knocked his heart for a long time to live according to the words of God, to remove the sins. God has endured for a long time. But he wouldn't listen to him. He wouldn't try to remove. That's why God punished him. God said that God punished him. Sometimes God said that I turned away from him or something. But God said that I punished him and made his soul sleep. So the people said that he's just sleeping. The hospital said that 99.9% is going to die. But God said that don't pray in the hospital. Don't go to the hospital. When his family members come to you and just pray for him to wake up. But because he's a member of Man-Min, I didn't call his soul. I just made his soul asleep. So just to pray for him to wake up his soul. Because the Spirit didn't leave him now, so just to awake his spirit and soul. And God said that if the Spirit left the body, then he died. But in some case, a spirit came out of the body and didn't live. Then he or she is going to be paralyzed, but in this case, his spirit and soul remain in his body now, but is sleeping now. So God told me to wake up his soul. God has endured for a long time, but he didn't listen. Your family members, it's not the same with them. They are registered, and they don't come to the church. And when they face with the disasters and the accidents, it's very severe. Well, let me pray for the sick. Lay your hand on your sick part of the body and receive the prayer by faith for your desires of heart. Hallelujah. Father, lay your hand on us now. From the top of the head to the end of the feet, from the inner part of the body to the outer part of the body, lay your hand on us now. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the best power of creation, walk through us and burn us so that we may be strong both physically and spiritually. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command. You enemy devil, Satan, and the evil spirit taking seed, the power in the air, its agents go away. And evil spirits and deceitful spirits and alienating spirits on the earth, go away. Let there be light, O ever Father, walk through us. Father, walk through us now. And by the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the best power of creation, from the top of the head to the end of the feet, from the inner part and outer part of the body, burn us so that we may be strong both physically and spiritually. Beyond the limit of time and space, please. Lay your hand on the people who are attending this worship service through satellites and via internet all over the world and bless them without difference. Father, especially the deaconess Yang Bo Ok, the daughter, lay your hand on her in the name of Jesus Christ. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the best power of creation, be healed and be clean and be strong. You can disease of cancer, be healed, be burned. You enemy devil, Satan and disease, go away. You diseases of the breast cancer, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the best power of creation, be healed and be burned. Father, work through her beyond the limit of time and space. Your daughter, be healed, be clean. Father, let us glorify your name. Father, protect our home and business for this week and experience the prosperity. Father, drive out all the evil spirits and power of darkness by the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the heavenly angels and host, and by your blazing eye, walk through us and bless us and protect us. Father, it's summertime. Father, protect us from any fever and disease and poisonous food. Father, and when we enter into the waters, from the children to the seniors, Father, drive out all the diseases from the eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, all the poisonous food and all the prevalent diseases, go away and be protected. And when you go into the water, be protected from the children to the seniors. Be protected from the eye disease by the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the heavenly angels and hosts, by your blazing eye. Protect us. Father, let us experience the prosperity. No matter what we may eat and drink, let us glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.